In fact, some of you said it would be a below zero record snowfall day if Indiana ever brought back one of its Hoosier traditions. Well, in honor of the 25th anniversary of the Hoosier Lottery, they are bringing back an institution that the lottery created, that Abdul became one of the few unifying forces in this state. One of the peculiarities about Indiana is we really don't have – we have very few things that unify the state, from the Lake Michigan down to the Ohio River, or from the Ohio border to the Illinois border. Maybe an IU basketball game, but then people around West Lafayette and Tippecanoe County, they're not into it. The old Riley Hospital telethon kind of did a little some of that, but it didn't get into Northwest Indiana. But right after the Hoosier Lottery was created, an institution was created that brought together all of Indiana, and it became a phenomenon, not just in the state, but in television. It was the most popular television show created by any of the state lotteries in the United States. And everybody remembers Mark, Tony, and Barbara. Well, you know, they disappeared, but the Hoosier Lottery,
they're like
searched.
The Mod Squad.
You know, in a way, kind of, so Mark's giving Abdul this look like, you really don't know who I am. Anyway, the Hoosier Lottery is bringing the team back together again. They're going to go from city to city, starting in Evansville, Indiana, the usual grand tour of Indiana, and it will end at the Indiana State Fair in August. In the studio, all together, the one and only Mark Patrick, the one and only Tony Lamont, and the legendary Barbara Hobbs. Guys, welcome.
Thank you.
And they're all younger than me. Goodness, I'm jealous. So I got to ask you, what were y'all doing when all of a sudden you get this call,
text? We're getting the band back together.
Yeah, get the band back together.
Well, you said it was an institution. We were all institutionalized. Following the show. And so we were easy to reach. I was in room 201, Tony 203, and Babs 205.
That's right.
Absolutely. What was the reaction when you were approached?
I know I was happy because I had actually done some things for the lottery over the last couple of years, mm-hmm. and then talked, and they said it was a possibility that the ticket was going to come back from mm-hmm. an anniversary standpoint, but mm-hmm. then later on, they talked about the possibility of the show, and of course, a chance to get back with Mark and Barb. Always going to take that chance.
That was Tony. I just want everybody to know.
People have just confused you over the years.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. Because not only do we sound alike, we look alike.
Barbara, what was your reaction?
Oh, I was just tickled to death. I'm just still so excited. I can't stand it. I just love being around these guys. These are my fellows, and we get to do the show again. It's just awesome.
Over the years since the show ended, if people still come up to you and say, I remember you.
Oh, yeah. All the time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Even without makeup and sweats on, you get that. Hey, didn't you used to be on that Hoosier Millionaire show?
Yeah, they say it to me without makeup going, too.
Yeah, so yeah. How about you, Mark? Time. Without makeup or just with your makeup?
Usually when I'm wearing some of your old outfits, that's when I get.
That little red number.
But see, the thing for me is when the lottery started running the promos that they're bringing back the Hoosier Lottery, they do sort of the flashbacks to the program, you know, 20-something odd years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You just sort of sit there like, wow, that hair, those clothes. That was 1991.
You like my bangs, didn't you?
Hey, not everybody can sport the mullet.
That's right.
What was your reaction, Mark?
Oh, it was fun. You know, I guess I was a little surprised that they were bringing it back. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, I thought it was a great idea just because of what you mentioned about the number of people that still remember it. And it's always good memories. You don't really hear anybody that generally is sharing some sort of negative thought.
And I was correct that this was the most watched or most popular of the lottery TV shows in the country.
Highest rated, longest running lottery television show in history.
How come they all haven't put you all in the Lottery Hall of Fame?
Yeah, baby.
That's a great question. I think it was probably my steroid abuse in the 90s. I've always naturally been huge.
Yeah.
And I think a little bit of that filtered down to Tony and Barbara, unfortunately. Yeah. I mean, obviously, they've never been abusers as I was.
You may have questions for the return of the Hoosier Millionaire. 239-1310, 239-1310, or send us a text message. Text Amos to 37890, 37890. And the lawyers make me tell them that your regular message rates apply.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, I gotta say all of that.
Now, here's something. Is the show going to be the same as it was 20-something years ago? Has it been revamped, remodeled for sort of the new...
Or have they even told you yet?
Yeah.
As far as we know, it's pretty much as close to the original as possible.
Yeah.
We will not have a $1 million winner at each of the 6 regional shows. We'll only have the $1 million winner on the very... last show, the 7th show that'll be at the State Fair.
So in each city, in Terre Haute, in Evansville, in Fort Wayne, they are playing to get one of the 6 seats at the State Fair.
They're playing for one of those 6 seats.
Right.
And you can go to any of those locations where we're having the regional shows and be someone in the audience and have your name drawn and actually be the 6th contestant that night.
Oh.
So... 5 going in, no. 5
going in,
they're
already buying the Hoosier Millionaire ticket.
But we'll draw from someone in the audience that night. It'll be like Price is Right. They come running up, except they don't give away $1 million on the Price is Right,
which is always exciting.
And you're much better looking than Drew Carey.
So this will be like single class basketball again.
Wow, thanks. Call Bill Benner.
Yeah, you know the good thing about it though is you see that excitement that night. I mean. Folks are excited about being on the show, but when you see the folks, that person come out of that audience, it's an amazing time. They come in, you brief them, you let them know what's going on, and
so you're gonna be the come on down guy.
No, he was never the come on down guy.
Never him, because you know I have a much better voice than him. But no, we'll call them out of the audience. We just make the announcement. We bring them down. They'll go through all the. Make sure, double check the security and lottery does all the checking you have to do. Get them up on stage and they get a chance.
Let me go to the phones and Greg at 239-1310. Hi there.
How you doing, everybody? I love the lottery show. I used to watch it on TV and went to a couple of shows when it first started. They showed it a couple times downtown. I loved it. It was fantastic. But got a question to ask you. When we mail our tickets, we do our tickets every way we do them. Are they eligible for all the draw of all the 6 shows, or just eligible for 1 show and then you throw the tickets out and then you got to do some more? How do they work with that?
All right, I've got a lottery expert here in the studio with me, and Greg is asking when they draw the. Make sure I understand this question. So, Greg, when they draw the ticket for the Hoosier Millionaire, you're asking what again?
Well, what happened is if I do my ticket, is it eligible for all 6 drawings on all 6 shows?
Yes. Yeah. All right. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and at the bottom of that ticket, you'll see there's a code. You register that on the lottery website. That makes you eligible. A lot of folks, they used to be able to just have the ticket, hold on to it, and drop it in the bin every time. Now what they can do is at the bottom of the ticket, there's a registration code. You make sure you go to the lottery, register, and then you become eligible for any of the shows.
Ah.
Oh, okay. Hoosierlottery.com. I want to say, I was blessed to have trained somebody that's been on the show, so they did pretty good. So y'all have a nice day.
All right.
You have a nice day, too.
I appreciate it. 239-1310, 239-1310. So now, I got to ask you. The show had ended. You weren't working for the Hoosier Lottery, which means you were eligible to play the Hoosier Lottery. So what's it like now that temporarily you can't play no more?
I played when I was eligible and had a lot of fun. But, you know, the good thing about it is we spent a lot of years not being able to play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, this side of it for us, it's always great, and I'm speaking, of course, for myself, but it's always great when you get an opportunity not to play and see other people play and have a good time and win money.
I agree.
Is it when you guys did the road shows, that was a big deal in those communities?
Mm-hmm.
Was that somewhere the TV stations came out, the people, the marching bands played?
Oh, yeah. That we get a huge response on the road shows. In fact, I think it was the first Evansville show we did. We have, like, what?
It blew us away. I was there last week, and people were reminding me that they were one of the people that had been turned away at the door. Mm. We actually, I can remember, I had to do morning radio that day, so they flew me down. I got there around 11 o'clock, I think. Mm-hmm. And one of the people from the local lottery picked me up and said, well, would you like to see the venue where you're going to be doing the show tonight? And I said, sure. Mm-hmm. Said, it's on the way to the hotel. So we drove by the convention center, and I said, you know, that's really stupid. That is dumb planning. He said, what do you mean? I said, they're having this event here on the same day that we're going to be there tonight. Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, no, actually, those people are in line.
Waiting
for
to see
your
you.
Show tonight. And, and that's the first time, because that was just a couple of months after we'd been on the air. I don't think, I mean, we had seen how ridiculous the ratings were, mm-hmm. but I don't, you know, until you actually kind of see the actual people.
Yes. Standing in line all afternoon.
And that was pretty much the case at Evansville for that particular show. 10,000 inside the convention center, they turned another five away. Jeez. And it was like that. Every stop.
Every
and it was really a humbling thing to see.
Let me go back to the phones.
So how exactly did the game show work?
Now, you got to educate him.
Refresh my memory.
He's only been here like...
No, this is fine. I mean,
I come from the Illinois Lottery World, which means that they draw your number and you go to prison.
Exactly. I did admire the fact that they had an hour. Yeah. On the Illinois show, the lottery, and then back to back with America's Most Wanted, and they cleared the same people,
and then followed by Cops. Yeah. Shortly thereafterwards.
I think that part of the great thing about the lottery, that the Hoosier Millionaire game itself, was that David Hansen, the guy who actually invented the game, had to come up with a game that had absolutely no skill involved. Because it was a lottery, it had to be a simple mm-hmm. game of chance. Mm-hmm. Right. And you think about television shows, those just don't exist. So he actually came up with this game, and while there was no skill, it was still a very fascinating game because you were watching your neighbor, you were watching someone you knew, you were watching someone else knew. And it was a game that everybody from 3 years old to 100 years old played, and that was.
So now explain this to him, and we got somebody shadowing Abdul today. We don't know why, from a beautiful Avon, mm-hmm. and you know she's 13, 14, so just like she thought we were talking about American Idol. So explain, how did the game work?
Well, we have a 30 number board, and on the board we have dollar amounts from 1,000 to 10,000.
It's automatic.
Is that BF Skinner reflex now?
We also have a doubler that could double your dollar amount.
Double it.
And
you pick the numbers.
Each of our contestants will get three number selections.
Okay.
And after the first round of those three number selections, you'll go to the winner of that round, will go to our millionaire board. On the millionaire board, we have $3 amounts and a stopper. $100,000, $250,000, and $1 million. Mm-hmm. And you just go.
It sounds like that briefcase show stole from y'all.
Well, then, you know, they did. I mean, we had a briefcase that we would immediately, when you got to the final round, the millionaire round, we had a briefcase that Cal Hensley, the most trusted man in America, would bring out.
Yeah.
It had $100,000 in cash. And you had the choice of taking that $100,000 or deciding to go on to the millionaire round. We very rarely had someone take $100,000.
So you can take $100,000 or what's in the box.
Pretty much. Yeah.
239-1310. 239-13. Let me go to Ruth on the line. Hi, Ruth.
Hello. Hi, Amos.
Hi.
Yes, I was calling reference. I heard that there were six different tickets that you would purchase, and I guess these would bring you... be the losing tickets that you would send in and go online to register the number?
These are special tickets. They're called the Hoosier Millionaire ticket.
The Hoosier Millionaire ticket is the ticket that you have to purchase. That's the only ticket that you can use to become eligible to be on the show. So it's the Hoosier Millionaire ticket, and if you don't have that winning ticket, then what you do is you have a second chance opportunity, and that's what the code is at the very bottom. Because the thing about it is, it's a great ticket, and the reason I say it's a great ticket because a lot of money has been won over the last since it just started a couple weeks ago.
Almost right? $2 million.
Almost $2 million. Oh. $1.9 million
already.
Yeah,
already.
And even,
really?
Yeah.
And you can win $75,000 on that Hoosier Millionaire ticket, Ruth.
Well, I'm going to
rent a bathroom. There you go. You go, girl.
Hey, by the way, actually, the
play responsibly now.
Should be, instead of the Hoosier Millionaire, should be the Hoosier 1.6 Millionaire if you adjust the dollars for inflation from 1991 to 2012.
Okay.
That's Abdul.
That's Abdul.
Wait, really?
What was Hoosier Millionaire in 1991 would be Hoosier 1.6 Millionaire.
Because I'm just doing the math because they paid us each $25 per show.
That's
so
right.
So I'm kind of doing the math.
25?
Yeah.
Oh,
for the longest time.
Well, give me the inflation calculator that I keep on my computer, and I'll tell you what the dollar amount is. You know.
So I'm looking at $40 a show, I think.
So, Ruth? Did that answer your question, or did it confuse you?
I'm going to purchase me some tickets right now. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, you go to your Hoosier Lottery retailer right now and ask for, and it says Hoosier Millionaire on the top.
The biggest change in the ticket is the old ticket would tell you you are on the show.
Right.
And now to get on the show,
you
got to
go online.
You jump online with a non-winning ticket. So even if you don't win instant cash, you can still be the biggest winner of all because you have a non-winning ticket. Go to HoosierLottery.com and register.
239-1310, 239-1310. So now Tony Lamont's been doing all kind of things. He's everywhere. Everybody kind of knows that. Married man, whole ball of wax. Barbara Hobbs, since this because all y'all might be at the age where you're grandparents, isn't that?
We sure are.
Yes,
yeah?
Yes.
Robert, your grandpa?
I have a beautiful 8-year-old grandson.
Mm.
Yes.
Wow.
Landon Lloyd. The light of my life.
I'm the youngest of the three of us.
By a month
and a half.
And
large way.
And Mark Patrick, you are unique in that you are the dad of a star of the Washington Nationals baseball team. He must be popular because teams want to try to trade for him.
Yeah.
And I looked at the Washington Post at how much he makes. He's
a Hoosier Millionaire.
I mean,
yeah.
A couple times over.
How does that feel? I mean, you covered sports for so long to have, you know, a son, you know, one of the stars of Major League Baseball and of a resurgent franchise like the Washington Nationals.
It's surreal, to have covered, as you said, sports since and to have been around it. Since I was very small, to see him do that well is pretty amazing. And I still there are certain times, like when you were just saying that it hits me what he has accomplished. And it's quite frankly changed my perspective on guys that do that, because now I completely understand how hard it is to do what they do.
And he's the one where he's not a closer, relief pitcher. He was.
And then he had elbow surgery the year before last. Mm-hmm. So but we think he'll be back to closing. But, yeah, I mean, there's no pressure like there is on that guy.
Mm. And just if the Chicago Cubs start calling, just run in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at something here. Cubs could try to – you don't want him to go to Wrigley.
You know what? He says to me, Dad – you don't have a choice.
Mm.
You know,
he understands the biz.
He understands it, you know, and you're basically powerless, you know, if he was powerless as to who was going to draft him and where he was going to go, and you're just pretty much like that throughout, you know, if somebody decides they're going to try and get you, you got to go there. So.
How does he feel about you coming back doing Millionaire thing?
It's funny because I think he's getting a kick out of it, which is kind of weird. Byron, who's one of our marketing execs at the lottery, just sent me an email yesterday and said he was watching an old show that I wished him a happy third birthday on from August 11th.
Well, now, could this influence the Hoosier Lottery? Because one of their games now has, like, everybody that used to be in the NFL – you know, talking about, I mean, just to see Joe Namath, you know, selling Hoosier Lottery tickets. That's gotten me, has that maybe, you know.
At least you're not selling pantyhose, I guess.
inspire them to maybe get, you know, Major League Baseball involved?
Major League Baseball cannot get involved. NFL actually couldn't get involved. That's why it's all retired.
Retired baseball players.
Well, sure, I think they could get retired baseball players.
Less filling, tastes great.
I mean, it used to be. You may remember that for a while, Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays were banned from baseball.
That's right, because they hung out at the casino.
They were greeters at casinos. So, I don't think baseball with the current climate would do that. But you never know.
That's right. You never know. So you always said. So the first show will be in beautiful Evansville. Some about Evansville. That's first show?
Mm-hmm. My hometown.
In your hometown, and that'll be when?
March 27th.
That's around the corner.
That's just around the corner.
And so the cutoff for people, contestants for that, is on Super Bowl Sunday, right. February the 2nd.
That's right.
So they need to just go to their Hoosier Lottery retail and be a part of Hoosier history. And these shows will be televised on the official Hoosier Lottery station, which is Fox 59.
Well, not all of them.
Not all of
no.
them.
We know that.
What's wrong with them?
Well, they're contracted to do the final show right now. And you'll be able to watch all of them on HoosierLottery.com.
Okay.
Right. And the YouTube channel.
The lottery got a YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. The technology and social media.
YouTube channel, are they going to play clips of you saying, thanks, Mark? I mean,
right now, you can go and watch all the old shows. Every week, there's a new old show.
A new old show.
Every week, there's a new old show.
Hoosier Lottery's YouTube channel.
Yes, sir. Right.
And the technology is so amazing that they can actually colorize my hair and make it darker.
Let me go to 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi. My question doesn't deal with the Hoosier Lottery. It's to Tony. And I see him lots of times at the Praise Indy, and I had brought it up to him last year about if all the old school disc jockeys like Sparkle Sox Griffin, Tony, Jay Johnson, Black, and Holloway, if they could get together on the radio and do like an old school music spinoff.
You know, I'm not in control of any of that. Maybe you can talk to the powers that be. I know this is an anniversary year, and so that's a possibility. If you want to talk to them, go ahead and do that.
There
you go.
How would you go about doing that?
Amos.
Send a letter addressed to Chuck Williams.
Wait a minute, Amos.
Get your pen.
D-A-U-C-K.
Chuck Williams.
Woods.
Williams,
okay.
WTLC.
WTLC.
21.
21.
East St. Joseph Street.
East St. Joseph. Okay.
Indianapolis.
Uh-huh.
462-462-04.
Zero 04.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because I know a lot of people would love to participate in it.
All right. Okay. You send him the letter. I'm going to tell him to look for your letter.
Please do.
Okay.
Please do. Thanks.
I appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
By the way, I'm not going to ask them to send a letter to Channel E from Mark.
I'm watching you guys on the YouTube channel right now. So.
You are?
Yeah. Yeah. With Dwayne Ramsey of West Terre Haute as a contestant.
There you go.
I remember Dwayne. Wait a minute.
You remember Dwayne?
I remember Dwayne.
Well, because it was Dwayne.
It was Dwayne.
And I'll also tell you this. People from West Terre Haute will quickly point out, West Terre Haute is not
Wait a minute. Chris has, I don't even know, am I supposed to allow to play? Oh.
And Sherry says, ooh, ooh.
Oh, my goodness. Not that.
Rob Goyette.
This is what would Lamont say.
Got those yow, yow, yow. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does Lamont say?
New Albany.
What's Lamont say?
Terre Haute. Terre Haute.
What does Lamont say?
Wow.
This is from the Hoosier Lottery's YouTube channel.
Yeah, yeah.
You're now on the top 40.
That actually...
Did you ever think it would go out like this, Mark?
Yeah. You hope to think it won't. Just when I thought I was dead and buried.
They actually launched that. It's almost been a month now. And a very popular, very popular YouTube song that went viral. So they actually contacted me and told me they were going to do that. And I said, I didn't even know the song at the time.
But when I got the idea, when they told me
that shows
idea,
you where you're getting old.
I was like, wow. And then when I saw it, my wife loves it. She really loves it. And my grandchildren, they won't stop saying, what will Lamont say?
My grandson runs through the house singing that song now, too. Yeah.
239-1310, 239-1310. So, y'all, like, this is a big deal, having all y'all in the studio, and they've not gotten any older.
Yeah, that's why I've always loved Amos. I don't know about you, Abdul, but to know that he lies right to your face is outstanding.
Well, I could have told you that.
Yeah. Let me go to Rose at 239-1310. Hi there. Rose?
Yes, this is Rose. How are you today?
You're fine. What's up?
Hey, my question is, if you do happen to win the lottery, do you have to go on the show and use your real name, or can you go in a disguise?
What's up with you, Rose?
You guys know me already. I can't give away. But.
So if your ticket is drawn to participate in the Who's Your Millionaire, guys, do you have to use your real name? Can you be disguised?
Can I wear that blonde wig? And brown wig.
You can wear makeup and do whatever you'd like with your hair, but you. If you have a problem with being on television, you can have a proxy.
Or you do?
Yeah.
We've always been able to do that.
And actually, this may sound weird. I want to say the state law is being changed, that if you do win the lottery, you do not necessarily have to disclose your name and address.
You don't have to do
the press conference.
There's a bill in the legislature that you wouldn't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be public about it.
Right.
There won't be a problem for me, but there are some that owe back taxes and child support, and I know if you do win, does that still come out of the lottery monies first?
Yes, it does.
But you do not pay Indiana state tax on your Hoosier lottery winnings.
Okay, that's not too bad.
So. Wait a minute, we're checking. You do not pay Indiana tax, but mm-hmm. Uncle Sam wants his cut.
And he gets it first.
He'll get it first.
Okay. They get it first, and second, and third, and fourth.
Right.
Yeah, after Mark and Barbara and Tony congratulate you, Uncle Sam, literally in the costume, is waiting for you.
Well, I want to say welcome back, you guys.
Thank you. I think I recognize this voice.
You recognize the voice?
I think this is one of my former radio general managers.
You guys have a great day. Thanks a lot.
Thanks,
you
Rose.
Too.
Lee Susquehanna is reaching from beyond the grave.
You know, Amos, I did want to
see. Excuse me. Hit the cough button in time.
Yeah, I did want to say that, you know, the one thing I love about this, and we've talked about this, is the show was always a family show. Mm-hmm. So many people would sit down with their family. But the great thing about it, with it coming back the way it is, a lot of the younger kids that used to sit and watch the show that could never play are now able to play. Mm. And we're seeing that young excitement those kids wanted to be able to participate. I mean, when they watch the show, a lot of times, you know, they're sitting at home and the parents would allow them to choose the number. That was one of the fun things we would always hear is everybody sitting in the living room and choosing numbers, trying to participate. So it was always good.
Now, the final show will be at the Indiana State Fair at the grandstand on the new stage at the State Fair grandstand, which is being inaugurated this year. Is that correct?
Yes.
They're nodding. The handlers are nodding their heads saying yes.
Yes.
And once again, Barb will be giving free corn dogs to anyone who can guess her age. They have the guess Babs age booth.
There is?
Yeah.
You get a falafel, too, if you guess 5 years younger.
35?
So if you want to participate in the Hoosier Millionaire, the 25th anniversary game, bringing back the very limited edition 25th anniversary Hoosier Millionaire, you can go to your Hoosier Lottery retailer, wherever there's a gazillion of them all around the Hoosier State. Or you can go to the Hoosier Lottery's website, that's HoosierLottery.com, and find out more about it. And then, is it fair to say that these first shows, as you travel around, if they're not going to be on television locally, they can go to the Hoosier Lottery's YouTube? Nope.
Recaps, if nothing else. We don't know. They may be, for example, the Evansville show may end up being on in Evansville. The Elkhart show may be on in South Bend. We don't have those contracts nailed
They're not nailed down yet.
All we know for sure is that the State Fair finale will be on Fox 59.
Fox 59.
Which
will have higher ratings than the ending of American Idol.
And you don't.
That's kind of like being valedictorian in summer school. It's not hard.
You know, Abdul, we didn't come here to be put down.
Yes! Get him!
I'm sitting on Amos's side.
I would argue you'll get higher ratings than Scandal.
I would hope so.
Now, wait a minute.
Unless you guys want to start doing some of the stuff that they do and make the Hoosier Lottery even more interesting.
But again, it is a return. Keep it a family show.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is a return of a Hoosier institution. It is a family show. It literally was something that brought the Hoosier State together, and there's very few things anymore. That's true. The state brings folks together. It doesn't matter who the governor is.
Well, you mentioned American Idol. That's interesting in that. That is one of the show that you'll hear moms and dads that actually watch that with their kids. Mm-hmm. And it's the same interest. But, you know, Tony kind of hit on an interesting point about families that watched it. We've so many people when we've been making our appearances here in the last couple of weeks around the state. The people that come up, and it'll be a 35 or 40 year old, and they'll go, "Oh, I used to watch with my grandma." And I'm like, "My gosh, how old is she?" Well, I was only 5 at the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right. I haven't aged, but you have. But you know, it was one of those shows, and will continue to be.
Mark Patrick, Barbara Hobbs, Tony Lamont. Guys, thank you very, very much. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
That may be the day I pick to go to the state fair. Usually
we actually go buy a lottery ticket.
Usually we go out the first day. We may have to go out on Millionaire Day.
Well, come on
at the fair.
And for those listening in the Indianapolis area, obviously today, don't think that because you're buying a ticket in Indianapolis, you can't get on the show in Evansville.
You can
or anywhere in the state. You can absolutely. Right. Be one of those people to be on the show.
You could be one of the first contestants of the comeback of the Hoosier Millionaire, an Indiana tradition with Mark, Barbara, and Tony.
The veteran, the original Mod Squad.
The other one didn't even count. Guys, thanks very much for...
Thank you, Amos. Thank you.
Thanks.
Best of luck. Yeah.
When we come back, they'll be gone and then the regular...
Back to normal.
Well, now, it depends on your definition of normal. We've got charter schools.
An IPS superintendent who loves charter schools. It is a cold day.
But then we have the charter school run by right-wing people that disabuse Asians and other folks.
And then we have people complaining about kids having to get an education on Martin Luther King Day. Imagine that. You want to be judged by the content of your character, get an education.
Why are you dissing Brownsburg? They were out for the holiday.
No, yeah.
See, he's trying to diss Brownsburg. See what I got to deal with every day on Fridays.
Brownsburg was out.
Yeah,
boy, because they were all terrorizing my yard.
Is that what it was?
They're driving through my yard.
We'll be back with the regular stuff 239-1310 after these.